The Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Trudy Irwin, the Charioteers, Ken Carpenter, and taking Brother Bing's place, Bob Crosby.
What does a flyer think of when he's up there in the sky?
And he'll answer with a sigh.
While I'm there in the air with my head in the clouds, I think of someone I love. And I know down below she is thinking of me while I am up there above.
When the night is clear and the bomb, my dear, drops a bomb that's wired for time.
How I yearn to return with my head in the clouds to the one I love on the ground.
While I'm there in the air with my head in the clouds,
I think of someone I love.
Someone I love.
And I know down below she is thinking of me
while I am up there above. When the night is clear and the bombardier
drops a bomb that's wired for sound,
how I yearn to return with my head in the clouds
to the one I love on the ground.
Hey, I'm back.
Off the beam already.
Don't say things like that. A guy like me can help you out.
Yeah, you can help me out, huh, Yuki?
How, by holding the door open?
Oh, that's...
Well, now, look, just what do you think you can do for Bob, Yuki?
Well, I want to be his personal advisor, his manager, his publicity agent, his friend, his constant companion.
His stooge.
His... No.
Sure.
Why do you say things like that? Why, with me handling Bob's publicity, he'll be so popular, when he goes down the street, people will turn and say, look who's walking with Yuki.
And if they take another look, they'll see it's not me.
Just don't be too fast to condemn, please.
Yeah?
I once handled publicity for a guy who was really down in the dumps.
Well, what happened?
Now he's on top of the heap.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you frankly, Yuki, you're too late. Mm-hmm. I don't need you today, but, well, we could have used you last Sunday morning down at Bing's ranch.
Oh, what'd you need me for?
To fight fire.
Oh.
And that brush fire was coming right at the stables where Bing's horses are.
Oh, that was bad.
Uh-huh. Those horses can't run, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, Yuki, I'm not interested in a press agent, but why don't you talk to Trotter?
Trotter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, his name I can get all over the papers.
Really, Yuki?
Sure. Just let me hand you publicity, Mr. Trotter, and I'll guarantee you'll have a terrific spread.
Let me tippy-toe out of here.
Let's talk this thing over some more, Bob.
Okay,
you. You're beginning to get to that age where your folks would like to see you settle down and get somewhere.
Now, wait a minute, Yuki. What's this talk kind of talk mean? I started out singing with Anson Weeks. Then I got my own band. Then I had a big radio show all by myself.
Yeah.
Then I got another radio show with Milton Berle. Then I did a couple pictures for Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Then I got my own radio show.
You see what I mean? You can't keep a job.
Yeah, but you're doing okay, I suppose, huh?
Well, listen, nobody in this town can ever say they knew Yuki when he was a bum.
I could.
No, just a minute, Bob. Let's give the little devil his due here. Nobody in this town can say they knew Yuki when he was a bum.
See?
He was in Brooklyn at the time.
Go ahead, make all the fun you want to. Where do you think Bing would be today if I wasn't around here?
Around here.
But if you'd just give me a chance, you wouldn't say things like that. Why, I was even planning to help you get into physical condition.
Well, what are you going to do for me?
Well, to begin with, I'll stay right at your house.
Can you afford the rent?
No kidding, please. I mean, look, I'll stay right at your house.
Yeah?
You'll be up at 5 o'clock and do 2 hours road work. At 7, 2 hours of setting up exercise. At 9 o'clock, a fast workout in the gym.
Well, what happens at 10 o'clock?
You run upstairs and wake me up for breakfast.
Okay. Well, you better step out and get a bite now, Yuki, because it's going to be a long time before I wake you up for breakfast. Plenty of time, though, for Joe Stafford and me to see what goes on with that fine old tune called Sometimes I'm Happy. As Yuki exits, this is one of those times. Let's go, huh, Joe?
Sometimes I'm happy. sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you.
I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find the sun in your eyes.
Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you.
That's how I am, so what can I do?
I'm happy when I'm with you.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you.
I never mind the rain from the sky if I can find a little sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you.
That's how I am, so what can I do?
I'm happy when I'm with you.
I've got sixpence, jolly, jolly sixpence. I've got sixpence to last me all my life. I've got tuppence to spend and tuppence to lend and tuppence to send home to my wife.
For life.
No cares have I to grieve me, no pretty little girl to deceive me. I'm happy as a lark, believe me, as we go rolling, rolling home.
Rolling home.
Rolling home.
Rolling home.
Rolling home.
Rolling home.
By the light of the silvery moon.
Ooh, happy is the day when we light the play. As we go rolling, rolling home.
Rolling home.
He's got fourpence.
Jolly, jolly fourpence.
He's got fourpence to last him all his life.
I've got tuppence to spend
and tuppence to lend
and no pence to send home to my wife.
Poor wife.
I've got tuppence,
jolly, jolly tuppence.
I've got tuppence to last me all my life.
He's got tuppence to spend
and no pence to lend
and no pence to send home to his wife.
Poor wife.
He's got no pence, jolly, jolly no pence. He's got no pence to last him all his life. There is no pence to spend, no pence to lend, no pence to send home to his wife. Poor wife.
No cares have I to grieve me, no pretty little girl to deceive me. I'm happy as a lark, believe me, as we go rolling, rolling home.
Rolling home.
Rolling home.
Rolling home.
Sweet home. By the light of the silvery moon.
Ooh, happy is the day when we line up for a fair. As we go rolling, rolling home,
rolling home.
Tell me, how did you feel when you come out the wilderness?
Come out the wilderness.
Come out the wilderness. Tell me, how did you feel when you come out
the wilderness?
Leaning on the Lord.
Oh, well, I'm leaning on the Lord.
I'm leaning on the Lord.
Well, I'm leaning on the Lord who died on Calvary.
Did you have good religion when you come out the wilderness?
Come out the wilderness.
Come out
the wilderness.
Did you have good religion when you come out
the wilderness? Leaning on the Lord.
Hallelujah, I'm leaning on the Lord.
I'm leaning on the Lord. Leaning on the Lord who died on Calvary.
Did your heart feel happy when you come
out the wilderness?
Come
out the wilderness.
Come out the wilderness. Did your heart feel happy when you come
out the wilderness? Leaning on the Lord.
Hallelujah, I'm
leaning on the Lord.
I'm
leaning on the Lord. Leaning on the Lord who died on Calvary.
The most popular people in these United States today are the stars of the RKO picture, So This Is Washington. Those two proprietors of the ever-loving little jot-em-down store in Pine Ridge, Arkansas, Lum and Abner. You know, flushed with success as merchants, they're now opening a theater in Pine Ridge. Well, naturally, theater operators are always looking for talent. So it's not exactly a secret to me why Lum and Abner have come to the old music hall this evening. You care to talk business now, Abner?
Ah, Mr. Crosby says, do we care to talk business now?
Why, sure, that's what we come down here for.
Now, let me understand this, gentlemen. I assume that you want me to come to Pine Ridge for the opening of your new theater.
That's right. See, we're having a big to-do the first night, and we want you to put on the entertainment.
Just sing a couple of songs is all, Mr. Crosby.
Well, that sounds interesting, all right, but I'm pretty busy right now.
Well, we was aiming on paying you for it.
Sure. Couldn't expect you to do it for nothing.
Well, what about my expenses?
Oh, well, you'll have them all right. It's hard to travel anywheres nowadays without some expense.
Uh-huh. Say, about how far is it to Pine Ridge?
Oh, a couple of thousand miles as a crow flies.
Now, looky here, Lum. I know it's hard to get train accommodation, but you can't expect Mr. Crosby to ride in there on a crow.
Well, right in where? Just exactly where is this Pine Ridge you're talking about?
Well, about 4 miles this side of Cherry Hill.
Yeah.
Well, where's Cherry Hill?
No, that's about 18 miles this side of Mena.
Well, where's Mena?
It's the county seat of Polk County.
Well, where's Polk County?
Now, look here, Mr. Crosby. If you're lost, there's nothing we can do to help you.
Hi, Grannies, I've got an idea. Abner brung his dog along with us. We can just leave him here with you, and when you get ready to come to Pine Ridge, just take a stick and give that dog a couple of licks, and he'll strike out for home, and you can follow him.
You mean for me to follow a dog all the way to Pine Ridge?
Well, why not? I've did it 100 times. When I go out hunting and get lost, I just take a stick and whop that dog, and he takes right out for home, and I take in after him. Once I followed him clean up under the house.
Here's another thing, Mr. Crosby. A way we can save you on your railroad fare, all right. You can ride back down there with me and Abner in our deliver truck.
Oh, I wouldn't want to crowd you.
Well, you wouldn't be crowding us. There's plenty of room in the back with the hogs we're taking home.
You mean for me to ride with a bunch of hogs? That's not healthy.
I don't know why not. We brung them all the way out here with us, and they're doing fine.
Well, I'm not going to ride with a bunch of hogs.
Now, just a minute, fellas. Don't go calling them pigs hogs. They're referred to now as swine. Them things is up to 10 or 12 ration points a pound now, and they're pretty snooty, too.
Yeah. Facts is, we might have to take it up with them to find out if they'll let you ride back there with them. But I tell you what, Uncle Henry Lunsford is driving out here next week with his family, and you can ride back with him.
Well, what's he coming all the way out here for?
Oh, just to show off to his relays. He's got 2 mattresses now to tie on top of his car. But he says you can ride back out here with him, or, well, that is, if you don't mind holding the baby on your lap.
Holding the baby?
Yeah, it's going to be sort of crowded, see.
No, I don't think I'd be interested in that baby stuff.
Well, I don't blame you much. She'd more than likely get pretty heavy twixt Pine Ridge and California.
Oh, I don't know, Lum. She won't weigh over 115 pounds.
115 pounds?
Well, that ain't much for an 18-year-old girl.
Oh, 18 years old, huh? Well, that might be transportation for me, all right, but, well, what about my cast?
I never even noticed it. Which eye?
He's talking about the rest of the actors.
Why, sure, I'd have to bring along John Scott Trotter.
Who's he?
I'm John Scott Trotter, and I'd give my shirt to see Pine Ridge.
Granny, that's a deal. We've been wondering where we're going to get a screen big enough to show the pictures on.
Of course, I'd like to know how the sleeping accommodations are in Pine Ridge.
We'd fix it for you and Mr. Crosby both to sleep right there in town, Mr. Trotter. But I'm a little afraid that you'd kind of extend beyond the city limits.
And besides, Trotter, I'd want to bring my bobcats.
Bring your bobcats?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to bring your pets along, it's all right with us. How many of them is there?
Oh, 25 or 30.
But you'll have to keep them out our picture show then. Turn them things loose in there, why it'd scare the daylights out of them women and children.
Oh, no, 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 no. The bobcats all play instruments.
Oh, trained ones, huh? Well, doggies, that might be all right at that. We'll have to keep the dogs out of there, though. Get that pack of hounds or Riley Reynolds in there amongst your bobcats, why, you're liable to find 3 or 4 your saxophone players treed somewhere.
Now, listen, fellas, they're not really bobcats. That's just the name of my band.
Oh, you've got a band now, too, huh?
Uh-huh.
I figured the way them horses of yours has been running, you'd have to do some outside work to break even.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's my brother who has the horses.
Your brother? Well, who are you?
I'm Bob Crosby.
Oh, well, wait a minute here. Wait just a minute. Me and Abner better have a business meeting here. Come here a minute, Abner.
Huh?
We've been trying to hire the wrong feller. That's Bing's brother we was talking to.
Huh? I thought we'd done hard him.
Maybe we have.
I believe we have, Mom. We did it.
Yeah, we got to get out of this some way or other. But let's not hurt his feelings. Just let me handle it.
Yeah, sure.
Mr. Crosby.
Yeah?
See, we come here to get Bing and...
We wanted somebody that can sing.
Well, I can sing. I can sing. Listen, I'd like to have a paper doll that I can call my own. How's that?
Where's Bing?
Oh, he's out doing some war work. And I thought you were offering me the job.
Well, you see, we thought... Well, we really wanted Bing, but I don't reckon it makes much difference, does it, Abner?
Sure does. Where's Bing?
Abner, will you stop talking about Mr. Crosby's brother?
Oh, why, don't he like his brother?
I like my brother very much, but I think that I'm good enough for Pine Ridge.
We got to have something better than that, though.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. Before we make any definite decision, is there any question you'd like to ask him?
Yeah. Where is Bing?
Well, why are you so determined to have Bing?
Well, we decided that we just had to get Bing after we seen that article in the paper.
What article is that?
That, and it says Frank Sinatra is classified 1A now.
Yeah, where's Bing?
Abner, be quiet. Maybe Mr. Crosby can help us.
Well, I think perhaps I could if I was given the opportunity.
Well, do you know any other singers we could get?
Abner, what he means, Mr. Crosby, is a classical singer. You know, somebody that don't sing that kind of or that kind of stuff that you do.
Well, you might get John Charles Thomas.
No, we don't want no trio.
Now, wait a minute. John Charles Thomas is a very famous baritone.
Do you think he'd want a salary as high as
$25? $25? Why, that's a ridiculous salary.
That's what I told you, Lum. I told you that was too much.
Wait a minute. We better have another business meeting here. Come here, Abner.
Yeah.
Look, his name's Bob Crosby, so we can just advertise B. Crosby. Everybody will think it's Bing.
Well, that ain't honest, though, is it, Mom?
Why, sure. Folks come in and hear his band play, and it's pretty good. What are they going to say?
Where's Bing?
Look, we better get him while we can. He might not be so bad. He said he's going to bring some others along with him. Maybe they can do something entertaining.
Well, now, don't agree to feed them, Mom. That bunch in that band back there is the hungriest-looking bunch of yard dogs I ever seen in my life.
Oh, Mr. Crosby, who all was you aiming on bringing with you?
Well, I figured on Yuki here. He plays the ukulele.
Doesn't look musical to me.
Oh, I'm pretty good. Fate must have dropped me down to you fellas.
You must have landed on your face.
Abner, that ain't a nice thing to let him hear you say.
That face ain't a nice thing for him to let us see, neither. He better go climb back on that totem pole.
Who else you got?
Who else? Well, I could bring along Carpenter.
Carpenter? You don't need to do that. We done got the place built.
Well, man, I suppose your theater in Pine Ridge will run something like Grauman's Chinese Theater out here with footprints of all the stars out in front.
Mr. Carpenter, till they get the main street paved, anybody walking in our theater is going to leave their footprints. Especially when it's raining. Yeah.
Well, I think it'd be fun, Bob. I'd like to make the trip.
Oh, I don't know, Ken. That's a pretty long, hard, tough journey. But of course, Mr. Edwards, money talks.
How?
You heard him. He says money talks.
Oh, what does it say?
Don't say nothing.
Oh, hush money, huh?
Besides, there's a question of how many shows a day.
Well, just three. Morning, afternoon, and evening.
No owl show?
I don't believe there's an owl in town with the price of admission.
Well, looks like we might be able to make a deal, Mr. Crosby. I believe we've covered everything, haven't we, Abner?
All except one thing, Lon. Where's Bing?
Oh, be quiet. Now, as long as you're coming down for the opening, Mr. Crosby, how many of your folks will there be all together?
Well, let me see. With the band, the singers, the writers, the manager, and myself, I'd say about 40.
40? Mm-hmm. Grannies, that's fine. 40 just fills the theater.
Yeah, just exactly, yes, sir. Takes every seat in the house.
Yeah. Now that you've agreed to buy out the house for our grand opening, Mr. Crosby, what kind of a show would you like to see?
Where's Bing? Well, if Lum and Abner want something really outstanding for their theater down in Pine Ridge, they'll put the solid listen on a really fine gal singer, Jo Stafford. And here she is singing, I Remember You.
Through, and the angels
wonderful, Joe, wonderful. And I think you ought to know that Joe Stafford jumped in here at a moment's notice when Trudy's voice turned up tacit.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my
This rebroadcast of the Music Hall was produced in the United States of America.